Welcome to the Integral Artistry Podcast. I'm your host, Laura Stillwell, and I help hairstylists find their confidence behind the chair in the beauty industry through mentorship, breaking through limiting beliefs, and helping to develop skills that will help hairstylists to be able to achieve their definition of success. I'm so glad you're here. Now let's get started. Hi, I'm recording this podcast on Thursday, January 25th, so that it can launch on Monday. And if you are new or you're just catching the podcast for the first time, let me tell you something. It has been a wild couple weeks for me and my family, and I don't know, it's just crazy. This is what we're going to talk on the podcast today, is like how life kind of can get you, and just when you feel like storms are like coming at you one after the other, how to just kind of navigate it and how to take it and what to do. Now, I'll say this, everyone's different. Everyone will experience things differently, grieve differently, push through differently, or not push through. And so I wanted to talk about this today. The podcast has been something for me to get out and to share with you, and maybe can help you as well, or you can take little bits of pieces of things and apply it to your life or not apply it at all. You can just know that you're not alone in life. And but let me share what's been going on the last couple weeks. 2 weekends ago, I got a call and I found out like a family member had passed away tragically and unexpectedly. That has been really, really hard for our family. And then on Friday, I had extreme stomach pain and it just was not going away. And so it took about 24 hours for me to go to the hospital. So I went to the hospital and went to the ER, and they did a bunch of tests on me and they admitted me. And on Sunday evening, I went into surgery and they said that I had a 3-centimeter gallstone that was obstructing. That's why it was causing me so much pain. So they took my gallbladder. I have just been recovering. It has been hard. Like, the medication has really, really helped. That has made my life a little easier, but it's been rough. I get a podcast out Monday, but last week I was able to be late and I was able to release it on Tuesday, and I actually feel pretty decent today. I kind of overworked myself today. I made Greek goddess dressing. Oh my gosh, I know this is such like not a part of the podcast, but if you haven't followed Baked by Melissa on TikTok, I just like her, and I keep watching the Greek goddess dressing that she makes. And so I got a recipe and I made it. I put everything in the blender and it is so delicious. Oh my gosh. Like, when you just look at it, you're like, I don't know about that. That's really green, but it's phenomenal. That is probably going to be my dressing from now on, and like my dip. And if you like any kind of veggies or like burgers or meat, like whatever, it would be delicious on everything. So I made that today, but I overdid it. And so now I am literally recording this podcast sitting in a recliner and in my living room. We're going to just be with this together. To dive into the podcast, I really wanted to talk about this because I was just thinking about this when I was in the hospital. Sometimes life just hits you, and it hits you hard, and it hits you over and over again. And you're like, what the heck? What the heck? Why is life like this? I'm not asking for any of this, but this is what I've been given. And I think that there are a couple different ways to go about this. I think the first way is to just feel so overwhelmed and just being like, I just don't want to do anything. Like, I want to be recluse. I want to just draw inwards. I don't want it to be, I don't want to do anything, you know? And kind of like screw this all. You know what I mean? Like, I think you can have a good attitude about it, and I think you can have a bad attitude about everything. There's a duality with everything. And I will say this. Usually I'm a pretty positive person, but sometimes I'm like, what the F? What the crap? Like, why? Why? And so if you are like that, I think that's normal, and I think that's okay to feel like that. Your feelings are totally valid and normal, and it's okay. And the crazy part is, like, when I went into the hospital, I had the busiest 5 days, and I had to cancel 3 of those 5 days full of clients. And I'm not gonna lie, like, that was a hard thing to do, because it was, first of all, I wanted to be able to serve my clients, but also sometimes you're like, dude, I just need the money. Like, I need to make a living. I need to do this. I need to show up really, really well. And if it's something that you love to do, then that's, you know, that's really hard to not be able to do it. But I'll tell you this, it's really important to take care of yourself. It's really important to say, okay, am I good? Do I need time to heal? Sometimes you're forced to, you know, sometimes your body is overworked, or you're overworking yourself, or you have surgery, or whatever the case may be. And then literally someone else is telling you, hey, you've got to slow down, and you can't see anyone for several weeks. I think it is the way that you pick yourself back up that is the most important. You can have your angry feelings. You can have your F you, you know, to the world. You can, you know, whatever the case may be. And I know that's a little different that you're going to hear from me today, because it's just life. Like, sometimes you're just like, F life, you know? I don't know. I just have to laugh for a minute, because I'm just like, I can't believe I'm saying that on the podcast, but it's just true. Like, sometimes you are going to be like, I hate everything about this. And, you know, I'm disappointing so many people. I'm disappointing myself. And at the end of the day, you have to just be like, okay, what is reality? And, you know, when you're able to show up every single day and for people over the course of a long time, then hopefully those people are going to be like, girl, like, yes, do whatever you need to do. I'm so sorry you're in the hospital. They check up on you, come see you, all those kind of things, which I am so blessed, because I have had so many people reach out to me. And if you are listening to this, thank you so much. And you did reach out to me. Oh my gosh, I've gotten so many calls, so many texts, so much love, just, and I appreciate that so much. And you just have to remember to say that this is not done yet. Like, just because I'm held back, it doesn't mean that it's forever. This too shall pass. What is the good about this? Like, what positive things can come out of this? Because I believe 1000% that everything used for bad and everything bad in your life can and will be used for good. And it's just your position and your posture of your heart and your mind, depending on like how you're going to get there the fastest. Like, it could be like super slow because of your mindset or your attitude or whatever the case may be, or just your circumstances. Or it could just be like, no, I'm fine with this. Like, it's okay. It is well with my soul, and this too shall pass, and it'll be okay. And I'm thankful that I am still healthy, and I'm thankful that they were able to get my gallbladder out, and maybe now I'll be able to be better, and maybe eating better and finding really good, delicious recipes and people that are showing me how to do this. Maybe my life can be a lot happier and a lot better and just positive overall. The reason I'm sharing this with you too is because for the longest time, I felt like everything was keeping me from getting to my potential. Like, I remember, let's just say with fitness, I've been super into fitness lately. And yeah, okay, I've had, you know, gallbladder surgery now. That's going to keep me at least for, you know, 6 weeks or so, depending on, you know, what, how I'm cleared from the doctor. And even then, I might still not be able to do all the things that I'd really like to do and maybe not have the weight as high as I've had it in the past, you know, lately, I've been working up to, and that's okay. The fact is, to get back to it and to even go walking or to even do small amount of weight or adjust things, or maybe it's time to focus on another aspect, maybe nutrition, maybe something completely different, you know? Like, that is something where I think if you are anything like me, it's adjusting and it's shifting your perspective that matters the most. And your attitude of gratefulness and gratitude can really make or break it. And just knowing that you're not alone in this world can make or break it too. That is why I'm sharing my perspective, because for a long time, when I was a kid, probably like middle school, high school, you know, you'd have weightlifting together and the girls will have body sculpting together and stuff like that. And I remember I would just keep getting hurt over and over and over again. I'd lift weird, I'd do wrong thing, my body would give out or something on a move. It would hurt, like I would be physically hurt. And so time went on where it would be like I would get sick for a really long time, or like all my miscarriages, you know? And so that can be literally an excuse. Like, what kind of excuses are you holding on to? And they were all valid things that happened in my life. And I'm not saying that they're not valid. And I'm not saying that they are, you know, not something that were very real and I had to take time off of. But my thought now is like, okay, so I use those as an excuse. I use that to go off the deep end or to eat too much or to do whatever and not get back in there. For a long time, I had a perspective of an all or nothing kind of mentality. And that is just not a healthy perspective. And if you are in that category of being all in or nothing at all, that, like, I'm speaking to you because you are me. And I am learning in my 30s how you don't have to do that. And you don't have to just be an all or nothing person. You can feel your feelings. You can be stopped. You can slow down. You could do whatever you know, what you want to do. You can say F life or F this season or, you know, whatever the case may be. Like, our friends and, like, literally, this is so funny. They're like, and I've been hearing this so much since the new year. And they're like, January is done. Like, we are going to celebrate January 31st and February 1st, and that's going to be the new year. And look, if you have to do that, then do it. Like, do it with us, because we're going to celebrate January 31st, and that's going to be like our new year. February 1st is going to be our new year. I mean, of course, that's not the case. Like, it's not actually reality because we're in the new year. But, you know, if you have to just say, okay, let's etch-a-sketch this thing and let's start all over again, then that's fine. Now, does that mean that it's all going to be fine? No. Because, like, look, you know, but it's just about the posture and the position of your heart and your mind. And it's really like riding the wave. It's really being like, okay, life is about highs and lows. And sometimes those are extreme highs and they're like, you feel like you're on top of the world. And then other times you feel like you're like at the bottom of the ocean. And I think both are legit and both are life. And everything in between is life. And you will have your good days and you'll have your bad days and you will fall and you might even feel like you're failing. But what are you learning? And are you going to keep going? Like, when you're a kid and you fall off your bike, what do you go through? You go through the initial shock of falling off your bike. You probably experience some pain, right? You experience probably the embarrassment if you're around friends, and you experience bleeding or a scrape or heck, maybe even a broken bone, you know, if you like fall super, super hard. But what do you always do? You get back up. Like, can you imagine if you just fell and you just stayed there forever? Like, you wouldn't, right? That is the same concept to life. That is the same concept to doing every single thing that you're doing. Are you okay with falling off your bike and not getting back up? No, you're not. Are you going to be okay if you fail a test? Probably not. You're probably going to hate it, but okay, it's a test. Can you make it up? Can you do something else? Can you do extra credit? What if your launch fails? Okay, well, there's other launches that you can do, right? What if you have a hard time at work? Okay, no problem. Like, feel your feelings. Like, that's what I'm saying. Feel your feelings, do all the things, but then get back up and keep going. Maybe you need more education. Maybe you need to develop your skills a little bit better. Maybe you need to practice more. Maybe you need to, I don't know what the case may be for you, but what are you going to do to keep on going and is showing up? Is it a shift in mindset? Is it a shift in perspective? Like, what can you be grateful for? What are you thankful for? What is going right in your life right now? Tell me, like, literally tell me. If you need to like DM me and saying, hey, these are three things that are going on really, really, really well in my life right now, then do it. I would be so happy to hear what is going right in your life right now. Right now, I'll tell you right now the three things that are going right with me. The first thing is that I feel so much better. The medication has helped me not be in so much pain. I have an incredible family, friends, and clients. And eventually, when the doctors will clear me, I'll be able to get back to work doing hair. Until then, I'm going to create podcasts and I'm going to create the things that I need to help to support you. So those are three things in my life that are good. What are the three things that are good for you right now? And then how can you focus on that? And how can you say, thank you. Yes, please. I want more of that. Because I'll tell you this, when you just look at negative things and the things that are effed up in your life right now, that's all you're going to see. Of course, I could literally, I know I just sent you like three things that were positive right now, but I'm sure I could give you a longer list of the things that are not so great right now. But I'm not going to do that because that's not what we're focused on. That's not what is going to propel you into your life right now. That is not the things that we are aiming to hit right now, right? So what can you shift right now listening to this? And I promise you, if I can do this, so can you. And you might be like, well, Laura, you're one of the most positive people, because I've heard that. Thank you. I try to be, because I want people to know that they are first not alone, but also that they matter, their lives matter, who they are matters. I want people to feel differently when they're around me and experience good things and experience positivity and love and joy and confidence and beauty. That is why I try to put all my messages out there in a really good way. Now, I'm not afraid of sharing, you know, the things in my life that, man, I probably have missed the mark on, you know, painful lessons, the journeys and, you know, the things that have, I'd probably say are failures. I only want to do that just so that people can see, man, okay, well, That's relatable. And I'm not alone. And we can do this together. My question is, how are you going to shift things for yourself? Even in the bad things, how are you going to do it? And if you are in the best season of your life, because I know that sometimes people are like, oh, 2023 was incredible for me. You know, like, I don't know why everyone's talking about 2023 or 2024 being awful, because I'm just on cloud nine. Like, I just want to say, I'm so incredibly happy for you. I am genuinely pleased, like, and happy for that. And that's what I'm aiming for too. And what are you so grateful for? Like, I still want you to DM me and say, hey, this has been the best year and here's why. I've made this much money, or I have done this, or my job is doing this, or my schooling, you know, I'm just so happy and I'm thrilled and I'm excelling. Like, therapy is going great. Life is going great. Like, that is something that should be celebrated. So right here, right now, I'm celebrating you. I see you. I think that's awesome. And keep it up. And hopefully we will all catch up to you. You know, I hope February 1st is going to be incredible. But just know too, like, it's January 25th, which when this podcast comes out, it'll actually be the 29th. This is just the first month down out of the year, right? Like, you have 11 more months out of this year. So just because your year didn't start off the best or the right doesn't mean that it's a whole scrap. Remember, that's like the all or nothing kind of thing. Remember, that's not actually real. Like, that's not reality. That's not how life goes. Life is the ups and downs, the nitty gritty, the get in there and iron it out, you know? And it's about riding the wave and enjoying life and the highs and lows and with the people that love you and the people that you love, and believing in yourself and believing that things are possible, that all things are possible, right? If you're willing to work hard and keep going and keep getting up no matter what. All right, well, that's all I got for you. Thanks for hanging out with me today. And I just hope that this leaves you well and it hits your heart and it resonates with you. And I'm serious about those DMs. Like, let me know what is good in your life, because I want to celebrate you. All right, I'll see you next week. Bye.